You're listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
Hello, fellow human, and welcome back to the Higher Ideas Podcast, returning to the mic after a long, 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 very long absence, as is the normal here. On Higher Ideas, as you know, things are turbulent. I disappear, I come back, but I always come back, and here I am, deciding to get back on the mic after many months, at least since November. Things have been crazy for me. A lot of continental shattering shifts, ups and downs and topsy-turvies have been going on for me since before Christmas. And along comes the cherry on top, or should I say the crown, coronavirus. Is what's right now, what's happening to all of us. We're all together, at least this time, all of us together at the same time in chaos, right? And man, what if, like, I feel like it's a finale to this crazy bunch of things that have been happening for me personally. Oh my God, there's a lot to catch you guys up on that personal level, guys, but I'll save that for a more personal sort of catch up later. What I want to focus on right now is this, of course, this current corona situation, which I'm sure a lot of us are sick of hearing about. But I do hope that whatever perspective, whatever angle I might provide for you here with my voice in the mix, I hope it'll do something to help something for someone out there, maybe struggling with what this all means, right? So I'm going to be real honest during this one. I'm not going to shy away from dark things. Just a warning, but of course, we're never going to walk through dark paths on this podcast without reaching a light at the end, right? We have to be real. We have to look at things for what they are in order to be able to make adequate choices, to digest reality in a healthy way, right? We can't ignore things. We can't step away from the gross things and only eat sugar all the time. That's not healthy, right? So I'm going to give you guys here my balanced, honest view on the high points that I see, the major points that keep showing up for me around this whole corona thing. And as I said, I do hope that it helps you maybe put something in line for yourself in trying to digest this crazy event, right? So let's get right to it. This goddamn virus, putting the brakes on everything and everyone and flipping over tables. Wow. Who knew, right? Somehow I had hoped when 2020 rolled around, I had a feeling, I wish this could be the year. Something about the specialness of 2020, right? I wish this could be the year that we all stop this madness and look at ourselves and look at humanity and have an opportunity to change gears, stop the machine. This is a wish I've been carrying for a long time, and I had hoped somehow, secretly, for years, I'd been carrying this secret plan that if I could become known through this podcast, I mean, to be frank, that is part of course, what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to grow my voice so I could reach more people, right, and have a larger influence on the world for the better, of course, as far as I'm concerned. I'm a healer, but I had hoped that I would reach some kind of high enough level by 2020, to try to declare, to say before 2020 rolled around, I wanted to say, look, the year of self-analysis, not just for the individual, but for all human endeavor. Let's look 2020. Hindsight is 2020. That was going to be my hook, right? Let's make 2020 the year of hindsight, of looking where we've come from as a race, as individuals, looking at where we are today, and waking up, right, and planning a better future, a smarter future, because in so many trajectories of the human enterprise that I've seen as long as I've been alive here, watching humanity develop and change direction and everything, I see us screaming towards cliffs of disaster and not turning around. And for someone who sees it, it's a dismaying feeling, right? I had somehow hoped that I could have enough of a voice by 2020 to get this buzz going on the internet, make 2020 this year of hindsight and of planning a better future. And look what happened. 1 month into 2020, I didn't even realize it until a good month in that this is what was happening, Everything has screeched to a halt. How strange. What a weird year. And somehow I had already pinned 2020 for myself as this landmark everything stop, everything change year. And it's happening in its weird way. In this weird organic or manufactured way, I don't know, right? But there's something very unique and special about this moment, despite the fear, right? And despite the anxieties and the worries and the tragedies unfolding in families and households and hospitals all over the world right now, right? There is tragedy in the chaos. But as someone who's tried to personally cultivate an ability to look beyond that, right? Pull your head out of the fear, pull your head out of the worry, out of the muck, and find the light, right? The thing about chaos is it's not evil. Chaos is not bad, necessarily, but it is. It is exactly half bad and half good. And the reason for that is chaos is dissolution. When you add chaos into any situation, what you're adding is looseness, right? Rigid systems start to break. What was immovable, because it is breaking, now is movable, right? The more chaos, like an earthquake, right? The more you shake the earth under a building, the looser the building gets. And yes, that shape of that building, the more chaos you add, it will crumble. But what you will get as a result is a bunch of loose pieces with which to build a whole other kind of house, maybe a better house. See what I mean? So what I'm trying to tell you here is chaos, although we pin it as an enemy, although we're all taking this as a very bad insult and a threat and a war, right? What's happening right now is chaos. Nobody knows right now what the future holds at the end of this. Where all the pieces are gonna land. It's like that game Boggle, right? With the dice, all these dice inside that clear plastic box, and you shake them all up and you never know what letters will be spelled out, right? What kind of order will these dice fall in? Nobody knows right now. Nobody, not a damn person, not a government, not an agency, nobody. Nobody. And that is amazing to me. It's terrifying and thrilling at the same time. Because as I was saying there isn't only destruction here. There isn't only threat and bad and hurt. There is also tremendous opportunity here for radical shift, not only in the systems of society, which probably will be ignored, right? These big things we could be changing right now. Look, the machinery has stopped. The industries have stopped. The economies are in a state that they swore would be the end of the world. But look, right? It is not the end of the world when economies get hit. It's only the end of the rich people's party, right? Anyways, in this chaos, there is opportunity. And yes, it's messy and it hurts and it's going to be rough for a lot of people. There's all kinds of stuff that's going wrong here. I've got my own stuff to worry about, right? But beyond that, globally, we are in a time of flexibility, in a time of fluidity. And at a time where, in this chaos, the bad guys, right, that we all know are out there, the systems and the forces and the things that are meticulously planning things and always trying to edge forward whatever nefarious thing they're trying to do, even they don't know what the hell's going on. Even they are in a panic. And that's looseness. That's blindness. It's like there's a dust storm going on, right? It's kind of fascinating to watch it go. Of course it's scary. I'm right there with you guys, right? There's a lot of somber things to ponder during this time. But I want to be a voice here for whatever politically correct risk it may be. I want to be a voice here that reminds everybody listening to this right now that there is opportunity here. There are ways that this can benefit. So let me just rifle off a bunch of thoughts around that angle. The very first thing I realized when this quarantine began, the first week it happened, realizing that it was probably going to go on for a while as I thought about it. No one was daring to announce it yet. Governments were saying, you know, this is just for a week. Here in Peru, they did it real quick, which I respect. They did it hard, they did it fast, they did it with police. And we have been mostly locked in our homes except for going to the grocery or going to get medicine, essential things like that. All other stores immediately closed by order of the government. Everybody stay in your home. Do not travel. The police will ask you where you're going. Are you far from home? Why are you this far from home? Where's your documents, right? So it's a little bit Nazi-ish, and I usually would hate that. That's against my personality. But somehow this made sense. And being locked in my room for a week, and as I said, realizing that this is not going to be short. There's no solution forthcoming. A vaccine is years down the line, so we're probably going to be in this for months. When I realized that, I realized, wow, in a weird way, this is kind of great. Because it's forcing everybody to go into a mini dieta. I talk a lot about dieta on this podcast with ayahuasca and everything, but there are elements of that process of medicinal self-work, of the dieta, that are in place for everybody right now. Mostly isolation, right? Disconnection from a lot of distraction, right? We can all keep distracting ourselves right now at home with binging Netflix and just video games and whatever, right? But there is bound to be some level of boredom in that eventually. And there's also a lot of silence, right? A lot of just being in the home quiet. And not being able to just go to the club or, you know, go see a movie at the theater, go shopping, right? All this stuff we fill our days with to just fill ourselves with noise. A lot of that is forced to be gone in the current situation of quarantine for most of us. And that's just like a dieta in a soft way. It's like a mini piece of a dieta that's being put on everybody right now. And that is beneficial if you know how to use it, right? So, first of all, I would definitely advise or urge anyone out there who's finding themselves cooped up a lot, going a little stir crazy, binging on media or binging on entertainment, or, you know, going into these escapist kind of bubbles to hibernate through this thing, right, and forget the problems and everything. I would definitely urge, try to at least, you know, leave some of that in your life if you need it, right? There's a place for that comfort blanket and that distraction, that release of the mind, right? But try to also fit in, I would say, at least 50% of your daily time. Try to fit in something that makes growth, something that feeds you, something that makes you stronger, makes you better, be it physical exercise, get into yoga, or if you're going to binge watch YouTube stuff, YouTube something educational, fascinate yourself, grow your minds, challenge yourself, watch documentaries or learn a new skill, right? It's a school, it's a university, today's internet. It's amazing. I cannot think of many opportunities where I've thought, hey, I'd like to learn how to do this or that, Googled it up and didn't find it. Right, a video someone has made explaining in meticulous great detail how you do this, how to work that, right? The internet is a school that we all have access to. Please make use of it. Whatever it is that has maybe drawn your attention for a long time that you just never had the time or you were too lazy to get into it, you know what I mean? This is the perfect time to get into some of that. And I think naturally, a lot of people are already doing that. You don't need me telling you. Well, maybe some people, it'll help to tell them, right? I do hope so. That's why I'm saying it. But I think naturally, this is happening for a lot of people right now. In the boredom, in the stir craziness, there is a sort of natural process happening right now of people finally having the breath, finally having the stillness, and the space and the lack of buzzing distraction to hear voices that have been calling them for a long time. Now, on that same front, on that same example of us being in this mini dieta, all of us together in our homes, isolated, with a lot of time and peace, on the same front as whispers coming up to challenge us or call to us, right, that can finally be heard in the stillness. There is one message, one piece of homework that at the same time we've all been dealt in this isolation of ours. We have all been dealt unanimously across the globe. I do not think anyone has avoided having to work with this piece of information. the card we've all been dealt to study and ponder and struggle with during this time is this. There is right now a bullet flying around the world, and it is taking people out. Not a horrible earth-ending amount of people, but there are people being hit by this thing, and they are dying rapidly. Within a month, right? They've got a future. By the end of that month, hospital, dead. Didn't make it. You were an unlucky one. And that's the thing about this thing, right? It's not just getting old people. It's getting some young people. There's now talk about this thing highly causing strokes, even in young people with no symptoms. Sorry to scare you if you haven't been watching. I've been watching some really cutting-edge science on the internet. They're saying now that this is looking like a blood disease more than a lung disease that's attacking the cardiovascular system and creating a high incidence of blood clots, which means strokes. So people, even without symptoms, have been known or reported to just drop dead without even knowing they had it. So like I'm saying, I don't want to scare you. This is the darkness I was talking about. Don't get scared by this. This is reality, right? There is a bullet flying around the world, a chaotic bullet, and nobody knows if it's coming for them. And so the card we've all been dealt during this break is, think about this. You could be dead tomorrow. And what the hell does that mean, right? A lot of people go around life, I think the majority of us, try to shove that under the carpet. The whole theme of I'm gonna die one day, right? But of course, you know, as someone that goes into spiritual practice such as myself, it's a rudimentary thing to deal with, right? Of course, I've accepted long ago that I could die tomorrow. But this is even for me a reminder. See, look how present it is. Right now I could catch this thing and be dead in 2 weeks. Without even a warning, maybe. Maybe I got it right now and the stroke is building. You know what I mean? Nobody knows. And it's scary, sure. But the exercise that it's forcing on all of us, here's the point. That exercise is extremely useful for a life. There is a high degree of value in assessing your life through the view that you could be dead next week. That takes a lot of fear, resistance off the table. It adds urgency to your dreams. If you've got, for example, a novel to write, right? Or if you've got this great thing in you that you've never let burst forth, or you never fed it, you never fertilized it because you were salary, go, 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 you know, rat race and all that. Oh, always back burner, this thing in my heart, you know, this thing I feel I need to do. I feel this thing is calling to me and I love it and it seems like it resonates with me. I'll just leave that till retirement or something, right? What we're all learning right now is, nope, you could be gone next week, right? And that's a very valuable piece of homework. I have a high degree of faith, even certainty, that naturally, a lot of people during this situation are reassessing the way they're living, what the hell they're doing with their lives, and why the hell am I being so careful, for example? You could do everything right, and along comes a random virus, hits you. Too bad for you, you're the unlucky one, everything stops there. Some people have gone through this and are already gone. So that puts some fire under your ass, doesn't it? It's a useful piece of chaos. Because for the vast majority, the statistics are, we're going to be okay. We're going to make it out of this. But we're all going to have fought through this, this realization of the imminency of death for all of us. And all of us together now realizing it, right? Working on it. No one has a choice to have at least a little bit thought of this in the last months. And I think that's, as dark as it is, I think it's beautiful. I believe, I have faith, that a lot of people out there are being shaken out of slumber, are being awakened out of ignorance because of this very real present gun against their head. No one knows if it's going to go off for them. But that's got a hell of a way to sober you up, right? And look, lest I forget to point this out, this bullet flying around the world analogy I just used, random people being taken out. Everyone's head is on the chopping block right now. Nobody knows if they're going to die today, next week, I must point out also that that isn't different from any other day. You can die from a million different things. Any day. This event is just forcing all of us to think about that in a real, present, urgent way. And that's healthy in my book, as long as we don't succumb to fear and find how to move forward from it, how to be urged forward from it, how to embrace life better because of that awareness. It's a healthy awareness. Don't fight it, swallow it, feel it. It is beneficial to face that you could die any day, and Corona is just another drop in a bucket of things that can fall on your head any day. So don't be too scared. Be more moved. Be more inspired and animated. Get busy living or get busy dying. Shawshank Redemption used to be one of my favorite movies when I was a younger man. Look, perfect example I'll add in here. There's a story that happened in Toronto when I lived back there. Crazy story that hit the local news and was soon forgotten, but I'll never forget it. There was a man, an Asian man, with children, you know, a father, middle-aged sort of. He was sitting in his home in the suburbs upstairs in the living room where they had a television with his kids in the room with him, sitting on a lounge chair. Next thing you know, he hits the ground dead, shot by a bullet. Now, poor children who had to witness this, right? And of course, the ambulance came, took him away. The cops came. What the hell happened? Was he assassinated? Who was he? They go into ballistics. They check out the situation and the scene. And what they find is insane. You can look this up. The video must be on the internet somewhere. What happened was that this man's home, you know, a suburban home between a bunch of other homes in Toronto suburbs, right? It's just quiet streets and yards. Behind his home, there were the yards of the backside neighbors, right? So it was his home, his backyard, right? The back neighbor's backyards, and then the back neighbor's home, right? So two layers of yards, two layers of houses. And that back neighbor was on a neighboring residential street. Now on that street, there is an altercation that night. They assumed it was between, you know, a drug deal, gang members or something. There was an altercation around a car. Someone shot into a car. And the bullet went through that open window of the car, through the entire car, so over the passenger seat and the driver's seat, missed the target, flew out the other side of that car through the window, went between the two homes, just on the side of that street, clean between those homes, over those yards, the backyards and the back backyards, between the next set of homes, right? And so on and so forth, until the bullet hit the brick in front of this man's house on the second floor, but hit the brick in a place where the grout between the bricks had fallen away. So the bullet made it right through the brick wall into the residential home's walls, bounced around a bunch of stuff, came out of the wall, went into the television, bounced in the television, came out the front speaker, aimed right at this man, and hit him where he sat. Now, when I saw that, you know, as sad as it is, the situation, this innocent person way out of the way getting hit by a bullet, that to me spoke of destiny, right? I mean, God, if there's ever a case where you could say there was one that was marked for death, how many obstacles could have gotten in the way of this stray bullet? And what freaking punteria, as they'd say in Espanol, what precision? Oh my God, and that's just to say, just look how any second a bullet out of the blue could hit any of us. So let this just be an event that reminds us all in a very present way. Get your ass moving, get to living, stop pissing it away, stop wasting your time. Live your real life, starting now. And if we can all embrace that, I think in the end, as tragic as this event is, we will have fruited something altogether, fruited something, or that at least cultivates out of it something that offsets the tragedy of all those people who are being unlucky right now, being hit by that bullet. So I suspect we're going to see a lot of interesting people appearing out of this. You know, I appeared out of Occupy, believe it or not, right? I started the podcast with it. When Occupy swept the world, this relatively small event, it woke me up in a lot of ways and got me moving. And that was just a protest, right? This is something a lot bigger than that. And I'm sure there will be heroes coming out of this. I'm sure there will be a lot of people on the other side of this. You know, God willing, if we make it, if we're the ones that make it, I'm certain that those people will be coming out of this with a new path for themselves. You know what? I've been doing the rat race. I've been working in an office. I want to paint, goddammit. And I don't want to die without trying. So you know what? I'm going to be a painter. And next thing you know, they may become this amazing visual artist that we all know, right? Born out of this kind of time. Maybe it won't reach that kind of meteoric height for everyone. But at least I'm sure there will be a lot of people coming out of this, taking a new direction, maybe forced into a new direction because of collapse. In the rubble of a ruined career by no choice of your own, you can even crawl out of that, like I said, and build something new with that rubble. And what you end up building, you might realize 5-10 years later, oh my God, I'm so much happier like this. I'm so glad my life was ruined back then. We gotta keep going. We gotta keep moving forward and looking for how we could make use of every situation, even disaster, earthquake, buildings collapsing kind of stuff, right? As this situation feels like globally. So the silver lining, you know, fellow human, this is what I'm trying to highlight here. We look at the darkness so that the light will shine brighter. This is the light I want to shine on this, the opportunity. And I hope that I can reach someone out there who maybe is wrapping themselves up in distraction, in escapism, in binging, all this stuff that distracts and absorbs, instead of using this amazing time, this amazing opportunity to cloister up like a monk, to look at yourself, to feed yourself, to examine yourself, to let your potentials, let them fruit, let them speak to you, examine them, try. You know, if you're a person that's always wished they could draw, right? But, oh, I don't have time for that, I don't have talent. Well, who cares? What else you got to do right now, right? Instead of distracting yourself by consuming, distract yourself by doing something. Pick up a piece of paper. Everyone's got that. Pick up a pen. Start doodling stuff. You don't have to show it to anybody. It doesn't have to be for anything. You don't have to make money off of it. What the hell else are you going to do right now? This will pass the time. But instead of just consuming something like a series, this will feed you. This is a time where everyone has this tremendous wealth of fertile time to use to feed themselves, to transform, to do some really deep, personal, important work. All of us dealt this same card. You could die tomorrow, next week, in a month. Your loved ones could die tomorrow, next week, in a month. Appreciate them, right? I see a lot of reaching out happening among friends that have been distant for a while. You know, you just ping each other once in a while on Messenger or something. But now people I'm seeing are reaching out to speak. They want to hear a voice. They want to connect in a real way with someone. I've been having great conversations with all kinds of contacts. And I know this is why. Because we're all kind of scared. We're all kind of lonely. And we're all kind of reaching for that humanness that we miss in not mixing together in on the daily, right? This thing we're so used to that we take for granted. When it's taken away, we start to realize, oh, wow. I liked that. That was the flavor that I really need in my day. And when I don't have it, I kind of go crazy, right? We are social animals, especially those of us who live alone, as I kind of do. You know, it's interesting to see the effects, even in myself, who's used to being in isolation. I could deal with this pretty fine, you know, but it's shaken some really interesting stuff out of me, and I love to watch it happen. And I love to think this is happening for others too, without them even choosing it. This is like a forced evolution for everyone. And whether it's ugly right now, scary, like I said, keep your eye on that. Look for the moments you can use to invest into yourself right now. Everything can transform right now. Chaos. This is a time of high chaos, which brings with it a high potential for transformation across the board. Because rigidity is anti-transformation. The more chaos you have, the more transformative potential is in the air. So plug into it, fellow humans. Take it from a mystical friend of yours, me. I'm telling you right now, it is buzzing in the air. Plug into things that transform, that feed, that grow, and you will see the rewards in yourself, even if everything else is going to shit around you. Find that island of that, right? Feed yourself, and you'll see it'll become a home for you, a refuge that is not like the refuge of escapism, of binging Netflix and all that. This refuge is something that will make you sturdy and strong and feed you. Look, let me just spitball a random bunch of things someone can do, right? You could organize your space like you've never done before. Clean and organize your space. Get everything in your area working for you, right? This is something that naturally came up for me in this one space here. After a while, I started thinking, why don't I move this over here? And why is this always in the way? Why do I leave this here? And you know, I just rearranged everything and never been so comfortable in this room. It's never looked so good and organized. Have a garden, right? Get any kind of seed or grab some plants out of the soil outside if it's there. Plant stuff in a pot in your home because we're all cooped up. Make a little garden corner. And watching, especially if it's something like a bean that you make sprout and then plant, just to watch it happen, right? Watching that will give you hope and will teach you and will help your heart, I guarantee. There is something to connecting with plants in this way. Humans, I believe, are meant, we're gardeners. There's something in us that is so satisfied by caring for a seed into a plant and watching it grow and the miracle of life unfolding in front of you, right? It's so much better than just buying a potted plant, right? But yeah, there's another idea, right? Start a little indoor garden or on your patio, you know, wherever you can go. That will be something you can visit every day and sit with in peace without the blah 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 and the noise of videos and everything, connecting to life, to nature. There's another thing you can do, as I mentioned, anything physical, you know, changing your diet, getting in shape, doing some yoga, beautiful, meditation, right? Anything spiritual right now, very good to get into. By the way, if you are psychedelically minded out there or have always been curious, I myself, for the last week, have been micro-dosing mushrooms, and I mean very micro-dosing. I've got a dose for one good ceremony on me, and I've been holding on to it for a while, and I thought at the beginning of this, man, what a crazy time this is. I think I'm going to do a ceremony in my room one night, and I put it off and put it off, and I'm glad I did, because I realized it's better right now to be taking a tiny bit every day, just a pinch of dust. That's all I'm saying. Not enough to make you voyage, just to get it in the system, just to make your mind a little more fluid, a little more plugged into the energies out there, and you should see some nice results. I mean, this is just on personal opinion. I've always absolutely loved the periods of time where I'm microdosing or using mushrooms in a larger way in daily life. It's a really good little pocket ally, you know? You don't have to go all the way to ayahuasca, you know? Ayahuasca is going to be very disconnected for people for a while. It's hard to travel, right? Even here locally, we can't travel. I myself right now can't go to camp. Visit camp, have some ayahuasca. I am aching for a good refresher, but so be it. Even from here, 1 hour away, I can't take a car. It's all locked down for the next year or so, I would assume. So why not connect to the more local, easily accessible allies that can help you in a subtle way? That's just an offshoot there I wanted to mention. Oh my God. But look, there's so many things, right? I mean, here's an example I thought about the other day. Writers. How many writers of the future of note, right? Like a J.K. Rowling or whatever. How many of those will be created, are being created right now because of this? Locked in their room with nothing else to do, realizing I might die next week, and I've got this book in my head I've been putting off forever. What more excuse and opportunity does this person need to finally sit down at the computer and start typing it out, right? Just at least try. I'm sure there are a bunch of people out there right now being affected that way, sitting down and trying to write it out and going through the whole learning process of how do I do this better, looking up videos for people suggesting, you know, how to write your story better, you know, advice for authors, that kind of thing. There's a lot of this bubbling that I'm certain is happening throughout humanity right now. Potential, ignored potential, being put into action because of the shaking of this event, because of the fear of it, the shock, the slap in the face, right? Wow, it is an exciting and, you know, sad period of time to be alive in. Everything is on hold right now. And this is what I'm saying is amazing. We're all on enforced break from the rat race. So please don't let this opportunity pass you by. If you are doing that, if you're letting it pass you by and just pissing it away, please hear my voice and consider this message. Consider investing in yourself during this time. Do anything that helps you grow, that inspires you, that feeds you, that educates you, that makes you stronger, that puts you in a better direction. I can't think of a better time and a better excuse to get to that. But as I said, I suspect that naturally the way this is playing out is making this happen for everybody in a big or small way, some bigger than others, right? I mean, look, I'll give you a random example. There was someone that was about to come and do a dieta with us. He was real excited about it. His first ayahuasca experience from Canada, you know, recommended by a family member. So I was looking forward to receiving this person and them having a good time. Right before their flight, this all hit. Peru closes. And of course, there was no choice. He had to cancel. And I caught up with him a couple of weeks later, and he told me he's taking this time exactly like I'm saying right now. He's taking this time to evolve anyway. He was going to come here and try to challenge himself with a rapid, powerful evolution, which it definitely would have been. And despite the fact that it got canceled, it looks like the growth grabbed him anyway, and he grabbed onto the growth anyway, which I was so glad to see him have figured this out, right, by himself instantly. He decided, all right, I'm not going to be sad about this. I'm not going to be angry that the universe got in my way. I'm going to be locked in my room. Well, let's cultivate, right? Let's feed. Let's be spiritual. Let's still connect to this thing I was reaching for with ayahuasca. And it's still there, right? If a person is due for an upgrade, if a person is due for a big shift, it's going to come and get them whether they get to ayahuasca or not, right? The ayahuasca and the dietas and the medicines, they just potentiate that moment. And it's a way to sort of plan it and force it to happen. But if it's meant to happen, I could tell you this from personal experience, if a transformation is meant spiritually, right, ordained to happen for them, it's going to come for them no matter what the hell happens, as it seems to be for that guy. So I suspect that there's a spiritual component to this entire event. I almost feel like this was planned by a higher force to shake us all, you know? And I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what the new world after this looks like. Not the new world that they keep talking about, the new normal, and how are we going to live after this? It's not going to change that much, guys. That's not going to change that much, and I hope to God we resist the excuses to institute all kinds of surveillance and all kinds of invasion of privacy that they always step forward anytime there's any kind of freaking crisis, right? Fuck that and fuck them. Things are, by and large, going to go back to normal once there's the proper medicine in place, once there's the vaccine in a year or two, right? Obviously, that's going to go back to normal. But apart from maybe different health screening for traveling and things like that, I don't think life is going to change that much in that way. What will change that I see so far is that I think a lot of people are going to stop going to offices now that it's being proven that we can work from home. I suspect a lot of people, probably because of the fear of going back to work too soon, are going to say, you know what, I think I'd rather just keep working from home, right? So I think the home working lifestyle will emerge much stronger after this, which I think is great, you know, in its own way. It sucks to pull out of society that way. And, you know, for a lot of us, work is our only social outlet. It's the only place we mix with humans. So I worry about the effect that would have. But I think it's great because that gives people a higher degree of freedom and, balance in their life, ability to not rush through the rat race every day to get to work. You'll have extra hours in your day that I hope to God they don't try to make you work with, right? You have to say, it's still going to be 9 to 5. I'm just going to get to wake up an hour later. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's a healthy thing, I think. It's going to bring a healthy option on the table. Probably should have been on the table since the internet came to a nice bubbling boil. I think it's been a long time that the internet allowed a lot of work to be done from home, and this is going to be an excuse to allow that, so that will change. But what I'm more fascinated with, as I said, is the social change in the sense of people being shaken out of their slumber, as I've been waxing on about in this one. I am so fascinated to see what kind of companies come out of this, of people, getting together saying, why don't we try to, do this for the good of the world? Why don't we try to do that? Or just individuals, interesting individuals that will be left on a new road, a brand new path at the end of this, that leads to a much more fruitful, powerful, interesting, healthy individual out there, In a way, the way I come to look at this so far, what's clear is that we're all about to enter a new chapter of history. I feel that some shift is happening because of this, or let's just say it this way, some shift in humanity is rapidly needed, right? A lot of people need to be shuffled around. I'm talking about, the God level here, the spirit realm level, looking down on humanity. They may realize this isn't going to work the way it's going. There's no time. We got to move things quickly here. So maybe this event here is the reshuffle. Everybody across the board from A to Z, governments, systems, economies, everything, stop. Chaos, right? And in this cloud of chaos, nobody probably has the overview to see that a lot of things are being moved in places that will have needed to be moved in these important positions and places and angles, that when we put the needle back down on the record and resume the human song, right, the industry song, the society hum ho hum ho, when we get back to it, everyone gets back into a groove. A lot of people are going to be in a radically different groove. A lot of systems are going to be, a lot of governments and all this stuff. And I think that will be the new groundwork for this next page, right? So it's a fascinating experience to be with you guys, alive as a human for now, right? Right now, right here, witnessing this craziness. And yes, although I can speak from this sort of, I hope not sounding magnanimous or on my high horse or anything, I just want to make sure and say I have not been spared from this. I had a beautiful groove just starting before this. I had been through months of low, shattering failure and collapse, and what the fuck do I do now? I was going through months of that, and there had been a light that had appeared. Things had aligned in a way where I realized, oh my God, actually, after all this chaos, all this destruction, I'm seeing the new direction. This is where I go now. Oh my God, thank God all these pieces came together. And I was celebrating. I hadn't come back to the podcast yet because I was going to celebrate a little while. I needed it. For a good month there, I was going out. I was having wine with friends. I was cheersing to all those who made it possible, right? Going out on the town. I was hitting the gym. I was getting nice and healthy again. I was on a rapid rocket ride straight up for about a month. And then, in comes Corona and puts everything in doubt, stops everything in its tracks, and I don't even know if it's going to resume at the end of this. Where am I going to resume? I hope it continues as planned, because it was going to be fantastic. So I just got my fingers crossed that I make it through after going through all the turmoil of God damn you, God. Why now, right? But we're all feeling that. We're all interrupted. I'm trying to have that faith and represent that faith, or that outlook, let's say, to find the opportunity here. I'll say also that I know a lot of creative types being a creative type myself, and a lot of them are seeing this as amazing focus time. They're loving it, right? Oh my God, I don't have to feel guilty about focusing in on my drawing or my music or whatever for months on end right now. It's beautiful, the silence for the creative spirit, right? So I do hope if you are a creative spirit that you embrace that and make use of this amazingly fertile time for creation. And even if you're not a creative type, look, positive action, change, you know, revolution for yourself in any way is creative. It's creating a new version, right? Reprogram yourself, make a new version of yourself. Better the kinks, as I'm always representing on this podcast. Always look to improve and sharpen your blade, right? This is what we do in Dieta with ayahuasca and stuff. So I guess this is the bottom of the barrel on this episode. I mean, I could think right now a million other things to branch into, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave this at that for now. The main message I wanted to share and highlight today is that, you know, use this time. Free yourself from the fear right now and the magnetic, hypnotic effect of this 24/7 corona coverage, right? I think it's hit, you know, a general stride, right? It's all pretty much the same every day now. So unplug from that. Now plug into you. Plug into anything that's going to feed you, that's going to heal you, that's going to grow you, that's going to fruit whatever the hell has been in you not coming out. Please hear what I'm sharing here, and I hope it resonates in you. If you have any seeds in there that need to be fruited, get busy living or get busy dying. That's the big lesson sweeping the world right now, and I hope I've helped some of you out there who haven't taken it to heart. I hope I've helped you take it to heart today. I wish this for all of you right now, fellow humans. Oh, there is so much more I could be saying right now. Oh my God. I'm going to get back into my stride eventually, guys, but it's nice to be speaking out there into the internet world in this crazy historic time to add this message of light at the end of the tunnel, right? And look, before I forget, there was one more thing I wanted to say about this bullet flying across the world, taking people out thing. There is a point I need to say there, which is, that's not different from any other day. You could die crossing the street, hit by a car, any day. Oof. So, there it is. Smile, be happy. Love, say the things you need to say. Reach out, be human. Think the real thoughts, ponder the real questions for yourself. And for God's sake, fruit your potentials. Because your tree ain't going to be standing forever, right? So there it is, fellow humans. You guys take care, stay safe, don't fall into fear. Be fruitful, be productive, find the opportunity, fruit the potential in this time. Live, goddammit. Even though we're locked up, live. Do what you need to do for you in your world right now. And that's your doctor's orders or shaman's orders or let's call it healer's orders. Until next time, fellow human, keep thinking.